to talk about it. I look at TV on the news, everything. Say, everybody's scared to talk about this race problem. It exists and you're scared to talk about it. And you got one people going around here, every time somebody say a black, they say he's practicing racism. How in the world that's racism when you say black? That's a color.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Day by day. Well, now, if you really want it, listen to me, brother. Get down on your knees and pray. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know? He's just there waiting to hear from you. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
That if you really want deliverance,
you say you need it.
Don't you know you can have it today? Now you say you have a little.
Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. We are here today to call on the highest power of the universe to bring peace and prosperity upon his people. The God that we serve is a deliverer and a strong tower. He is a God of stability, a God of substance, a God of authority, and a God who can solve all of our issues. So today, establish your people with deliverance. Deliverance from the unemployment line. Deliverance from food stamps and welfare. Deliverance from the inner city housing and project living. Deliverance from drug addiction. Deliverance from social injustice. Deliverance from drive-by shootings. Deliverance from illiteracy and homelessness. Deliverance from racism and bigotry. Deliverance from hatred and violence. Deliverance from the doom of demonism. Deliverance from sin and seduction. Deliverance from helplessness and despair. Authenticate us with the principles of your power so that we can dwell in your power today.
You say you really need it.
You can
have it today. Have deliverance
right now.
If you're sick,
you can have deliverance.
You can have deliverance.
Oh, right now.
You can
have deliverance.
If you've got to have it,
right now.
You can have deliverance.
For you say you want deliverance.
You can have it.
You say you need deliverance.
If you need it,
you can have it today.
I am excited to introduce to you Deliverance Today Ministries. Our world is full of trouble, and we have reached a point where it is time to bring to the people of God the truth of God. We are headquartered in Shreveport, Louisiana, and are connected to churches worldwide. Each week, we desire to come into your life with a message of deliverance that will prepare you for heaven. We invite you to join our prayer line and zoom into a closer walk with God every morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have health professionals, spiritual counselors, and Christian aid workers in Louisiana and Texas, and will also extend our resources to help you with social, spiritual, financial, and mental needs wherever you are.
To conclude this Black History Month, we'd like each and every one of you to know that it is time for we as a people to get serious about our relationship with Jesus Christ. Proverbs, the 14th chapter and verse 34 says, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." So today, we want to challenge you as a people of God. We need to know God more. And that's why we invite you to our prayer line every morning from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. We get together and pray and talk to Jesus. Again, you could reach it by getting on Zoom and then type in this ID number, 504-535-3921. Again, the ID number is 504-535-3921. We are about to have a praise experience today, but before we do, we will listen to Kirby John Callwood as he leads us in the song, Psalms 150. You're listening to Deliverance Today Radio Ministry. May God bless you as we praise his name. To close out this Black History Month, I want to talk to you today on provisions for his people. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. I want to talk to you today about hope. For during the 30 Years' War in the 17th century, German pastor Paul Gerhardt and his family were forced to flee from their home. One night, as they stayed in a small village inn, homeless and afraid, his wife broke down and cried openly in despair. To comfort her, Gerhardt reminded her of scripture promises about God's provision and keeping them. Then going out to the garden to be alone. He too broke down and wept. He felt he had come to his darkest hour. Soon afterward, Gerhard felt the burden lifted and sensed anew the Lord's presence. Taking his pen, he wrote a hymn that has brought comfort to many. Give to the winds thy fears, hope, and be undismayed. God hears thy sighs and counts thy tears. God shall lift up thy head. Through waves and clouds and storms, he gently clears the way. Wait thou his time, so shall the night soon end in joyous day. It is often in our darkest time that God makes his presence known most clearly. He uses our sufferings and troubles to show us that he is our only source of strength. And when we see this truth, like Pastor Gerhard, we receive new hope and are facing a great trial. Take heart. Put yourself in God's hands. Wait for his timing. He will give you a song in the night. Israel, for 3 years, had been through a desperate famine. The drought and famine had swept over the land for this time, but now the entire nation was desperate, in straits with many on the verge of starvation, and perhaps some had already starved to death. But despite the severity of the drought and famine, Ahab and the people of the northern kingdom did not turn to the Lord for help. There is no record of their being willing to repent of their sinful, wicked ways. No record of their willingness to turn away from idolatry and false worship and to begin once again to worship the Lord genuinely and wholeheartedly. Nevertheless, the Lord was ready to prove that he alone, not their false God, could meet their desperate needs. In mercy and compassion, the Lord commanded Elijah to go present himself to King Ahab. Rain had not yet come, but God's presence was there to show Ahab that if you want rain, Baal can't give you rain. Oh, my Christian friends, God did not send a cloud and tell Elijah, after you see the cloud, then you will see hope. Oh, Christian friends, today, there was no cloud. There was no rainbow. There was no thought of rain. But Elijah was told, go down to Ahab's palace and tell Ahab that I am the producer of rain. Oh, my Christian friends, today, we must learn how to trust God when we can't trace him. We must learn how to believe in God, even though we cannot see our way through. That's the kind of God that we need today. We need to understand that even though there are some in Congress who do not want to give help or relief, God can provide relief. God can make a way out of no way. He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's friend for the friendless. Oh, my Christian friend today, God is able to see us from the guttermost to the uttermost. He can change your circumstances. He can bring food when there is no food. He can turn on the lights when there's no electricity. The God that we serve is a prayer-answering God. And it is time for the people of God to get on our knees and ask God for deliverance from this pandemic. Ask God to put us back in our churches. Ask God to straighten up the situation so that the world can be warned of a coming king. It is time for the people of God to rally together. It is time for us to learn that if we want to get out of the mess of coronavirus 19, We have got to learn how to trust in God. There was no water. There was no rain. But Elijah was told after 3 years to go down to Ahab's court and let them know that I will produce rain. You see, the Lord was ready to prove that he and he alone, not Baal, could give them rain. In mercy and compassion, the Lord commanded Elijah to go present himself to King Ahab, for it was time for the Lord to send rain upon the land. It was time for the famine to end and for the needs of the people to be met. In obedience to the Lord, Elijah didn't ask him to show him a sign. Elijah knew that when God was ready to move, it is time to move. Oh, today we must understand that it is time for God to move. It is time for him to change circumstances. That change will not come from an act of Congress. That change will not come from a stimulus check. That change will come when we're willing to get on our knees and ask God for a way out of no way. I want you to know that if the circumstances in our lives are so desperate, if we are destitute to realize that there is no hope other than God, there is no way other than God, there is no deliverance other than God, it is only when we yield to the power of the great I am, only when we stop and realize that God is our source of strength. But today, too many people are fussing and fighting. Just like Paul and Barnabas, we've gone too far. It must have been a violent disagreement to separate these two associates who were so closely united. But indeed, the text indicates as much. But such examples are written for our consolation, for it is a great comfort to hear, to know that if the saints of God who have the Spirit of God also struggle, then those who say that saints do not sin would deprive us of this comfort. Samson had his challenges. David had his obstacles. And many other celebrated men full of the Holy Spirit fell into grievous sins. Job and Jeremiah cursed the day of their birth. Elijah and Jonah were weary of life and desired death. No one has ever fallen so grievously that he may not rise again. Conversely, no one stands so firmly that he may not fall. If Peter and Paul and Barnabas fell, I too may fall. But that's when I know that once I go down, I can come back again. Once I realize that if I confess my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. It's not how you go down, but how you get on your knees and stand up. Oh, today, black people of this country, may we realize during this Black History Month that there is an opportunity for us to get back on our knees and trust God for deliverance. There's a lesson that we must learn in this story. The Lord alone can meet the desperate needs of men, the agonizing cries of the human heart when confronted with terrible crises. Medical doctors can usually help us when we are sick. Even when facing a terminal illness, they can generally help ease the pain and frequently prolong our lives, but only for a while. Their help only delays but never stops the inevitable day of death. Counselors and friends can help us when we are facing disability, emotional difficulties, divorce, financial problems, guilt, or some other severe crisis. but counselors and friends never solve the issue between man and God. They can never grant peace to the problems of our life. And they can't give us the firm assurance of eternal life. There is a desperate need for us to get into the grace of God. We must have the assurance that we are acceptable to Him and will live with Him forever. This fact can only be met only by God. That's why we need a relationship with Jesus. For the word says, neither is there salvation found in any other, for there is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. For only God can meet the cry of the human heart for meaning and for purpose and for a sense of security and fulfillment. Only God can settle our troubled souls and our spirits. Only God can bring joy into our lives. Only God can straighten up things that are messed up by this society. Only God can bring about a settlement in our hearts so that we can know that it's only through God, that we find peace. When we face desperate situations, the Lord alone can help us. And the wonderful message is this: when we trust God, He will help us in our hour of need. This is the wonderful promise of His holy word. God will be our deliverer. The school system in a large city had a program to help children keep up with their schoolwork during stays in the city hospitals. One day, a teacher who was assigned to the program received a routine call asking her to visit a particular child. She took the child's name and room number and talked briefly with the child's regular class teacher. "We're studying nouns and adverbs in his class right now," the regular teacher said, "and I'd be grateful if you could help him understand them so he doesn't fall too far behind." The hospital program teacher went to see the boy that afternoon. No one had mentioned to her that the boy had been badly burned and he was in great pain. Upset at the sight of the boy, she stammered as she told him, "I've been sent by your school to help you with your nouns and adverbs." When she left, she felt she hadn't accomplished much. In fact, she thought she was an utter failure. But the next day, a nurse asked her, "What did you do to that boy?" The teacher felt she had must done something wrong and began to apologize. "No, no," said the nurse. "You don't know what I mean. We've been worried about that little boy, but ever since yesterday, his whole attitude has changed. He's fighting back, responding to treatment. It's as though he has decided to live." 2 weeks later, the boy explained that he had completely given up hope until the teacher arrived. Everything changed when he came to a simple realization. He expressed it this way: "You see, they wouldn't send a teacher to work on nouns and adverbs with a dying boy." Oh, today, we don't have to be a dying saint. We don't have to allow the coronavirus to get us down. We don't have to believe that we're lost. Just trust in Jesus, and He'll help us and see us through.
If you enjoyed this message by Pastor Jonathan McCautry, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Call at 318-658-6216. Email us at deliverancetodayministries@gmail.com. Write us at P.O. Box 5452, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71171. This is Ruth Ann Thompson at Deliverance Today Ministries, inviting you to join us and become